Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's walk through the process of a real estate transaction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We wanted to walk through the process of a real estate, typical real estate transaction. And actually, there's common ground, whether it's commercial investment or residential.
Yes, there's hair pulling, there's screaming, and there's temper tantrums.
It is all out there. It's an interesting process. And what you really want to hear as a potential buyer is that it is a process, and each step has purpose to make sure you understand what you're getting into, you have time to truly understand your obligations financially, and what the property is so that you don't get that lemon.
Well, and you know, I use a particular technique if I'm dealing with a person for the first time. In fact, I learned this from the infamous Ruby Brockett.
Yes,
who happens to be related to Mark Brockett, who is our favorite lender. She would go through a process of an explanation of here's what we're going to do first. Here's what we're going to do next. This is the earnest money agreement. Here's how it's going to be dealt with. These are the issues that will come up, etc. All conditioned prior to the time that you even enter the starting blocks. So all of a sudden, there's an expectation, and the expectation is most likely fulfilled by a broker handling the transaction in a very manageable form.
Well, the broker is an agent to the principal of the transaction. They are not the principal of the transaction. So as the principal, the person with skin in the game as buyer and seller, you've got to be respected by the realtor or the support team that you have. And in that process, you want to understand is what's going to happen next. So I love Ruby's plan because it's not leading someone through a transaction by the nose, but saying, let me show you what to anticipate. You're a bright person. You don't do this every day. I do. And let's talk about what could happen before it does. And that helps you with strategy.
Well, and a number of times, it's interesting, you can do that as a broker. The one thing that I find to be very peculiar is the individual keeps the cards very close to their chest. They don't share with you, the broker, exactly what they want, exactly what they're going to do next, etc. So now, you're attempting to represent a person who's being very deceptive. Now, they think they're being deceptive for their own benefit. However, it's not at all.
Yeah, in fact, you might want to look at your counsel. Maybe there's a little lack of trust and you need to step back on that first. So get your team together, make sure you understand the process, and we'll talk more in detail about that process next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.